Well, I hadn't really been thinking about it. I had heard that Representative Shawney may be doing something else, but I didn't know if that was going to be a long time off or a short time off. I really didn't know that the position was out there. But I think once it came open, and I was really waiting for someone who lived in the district to run for the seat, so to see if someone did. And everybody who filed was outside of the district, and I really felt like this district in particular has a sense of place and a sense of identity and community, and strong neighborhoods. And I felt like someone who actually lives in the district, who appreciates it and has been there, and I've been there for more than 2 decades, and been active in the community, and that time should put their name in.
And you mentioned someone who lives in the district, and it was pointed out by the St. Petersburg Times that Janet Cruz actually lives in South Tampa. What makes you think that you can represent the district better than someone who lives outside of the district?
Well, I think what makes a difference is when you're walking around and you're at the grocery store there and you drive those streets and, those people are people you see all the time when you go to the restaurants, you use the post office, the bank, the car repair, I just think you have a different sense about what happens there and what's needed. And you just bump into people who can tell you things. And, there's a rapport that can take place between people. And I've started looking at all the precincts, and I was really surprised at how I knew people everywhere around the district. I hadn't quite realized. My son plays with kids on his basketball team that are in a totally different area, and it's a really rich district, really diverse district, and it would be a wonderful district to represent.
And Janet Cruz has a lot of endorsements. She picked up a lot of endorsements almost right away. What makes you think that you can overcome that deficit? And also the fact that a lot of the people in that district are from West Tampa, and a lot of them are Latinos and might associate more with a Latino candidate.
Well, Janet Cruz's endorsements came before anybody even knew that the seat was open. She had called those people. And all those people, it's impressive, but none of them have a vote in the district. And many of those people may have reconsidered, I think, if they knew I was running, but I didn't even know that the position would be open or there would be a possibility. It's like I said, it's a very diverse district. I have voted for Hispanic representatives myself, for myself. And Mike Shanti was actually Italian. There's chances for all people. We know that these positions open every 8 years at a maximum, but usually sooner. And I think it's a place where, associate, my family associates with all kinds of things, all kinds of people. I think people need to have a choice.
We're speaking with Patricia Kemp, chair of the Hillsborough County Democrats. What is your future with that group? Do you have to resign from the leadership of that organization in order to run?
I actually called this weekend to find out because I didn't know how it worked. And what I'll have to do is take a leave of absence for the duration of the race. And if I were to win, I would have to resign. But I'm sure we have a really growing party. It's very strong. I know there's really good leadership that's, I believe, could step up.
What kind of changes would you like to see in Tallahassee if you make it there?
Oh, that's a big list there. But I think obviously one of the first things we have to think about with Florida is that we right now have one of the highest unemployment rates in the nation, especially in Tampa Bay. I think, looking at the job situation, the economy in Florida would be number one for any state legislator to look at. I'm really interested in education. My son goes to a school in the district, public schools. My kids went through public schools in the district. And those schools, I think, are underfunded. I think we really need to look at education funding. And I'm very interested in all the kinds of issues that are coming up right now with the greening of buildings, mass transit. I think there's huge changes coming, and I'd like to be part of that.